Hello? Ooh, I don't know why I said that, but, hi. It's ramble time. I'm on my content couch. I have Pinkhun over here. He's my supervisor for tonight. Got a tea in my thermos. It is kind of lukewarm at this point. I'm drinking it with a straw. Because supposedly, it will help with avoiding teeth staining. Because drinking a lot of tea and coffee stains your teeth. And I'm sure I have some staining. When do I see my dentist? I think I see them in 2 months. We'll see. Considering all things, staining isn't bad. I don't want cavities, and thankfully, I've never had one. Hopefully never will, because I'm not a fan of needles. Yeah. Anyways, talking about mouth stuff, I found some stories to tell. So last month, we looked at the subreddit, Am I the Asshole? This month, I thought I'd look at the subreddit, Today I Fucked Up. And specifically, I thought it might be fun to look at first kisses, since I did the little kissy audio the other night. So, are you ready for some embarrassing first kiss stories? I think some of you have heard mine already, but I'll share it at the end. For those who haven't heard it. It's not super embarrassing, but embarrassing enough. But probably not as embarrassing as some of these stories I found. I've only kind of skimmed it to know that they're, I guess, appropriate for this audio, because I don't want ones where, I don't know, something goes really, really wrong. I just kind of searched first kiss and pick the ones with high upvotes. All right, let's see. I save them. There's a long one, there's a short one. Okay. So the three I have is Today I Fucked Up by Getting My First Kiss on a Plane. That one I think I'll save for the end. There is the Today I Fucked Up by Being the First Kiss Initiator. And then there's the Today I Fucked Up on Our First Date by Ruining the Moment of Our First Kiss. Twice. Okay. I think I'll go backwards. I will do the twice fuck up, and then the initial kiss fuck up, and then the plane fuck up. All these embarrassing stories for us to listen to. So if you ever had a bad kiss, hopefully it wasn't as bad as some of these. Alright, this is the medium length one. This was written about 2 years ago. So some of you might have come across this one already if you frequent the subreddit. Okay. This is written by a male Redditor. This happened years ago, but a friend told me to post it anyways, because it's still funny, regardless of the time period. I went on a first date with a girl, who was way out of my league. My uni friends said I was punching above my weight, but I took her out anyways. We had an amazing dinner at a fancy beachside restaurant, and then went for a lovely long walk on the beach, onto the pier. We walked all the way to the end of the pier and watched the sunset together. Oh, that sounds like a really nice date. Once the sun had romantically disappeared beyond the horizon, I brushed away the hair on her face and tucked it behind her ears and placed my hand on her upper hips. Oh, so far so good. I took a step forward, leaned in for a kiss, and I stepped in fucking dog shit. Oh, guys, if you have a dog, you need to pick up after your dog. No, otherwise you ruin moments like this. It was so perfect. Anyways, moment ruined, and so are my Converse. It's spent the next hour dragging my feet through the grass and sand to wipe it off. I hope she had a good laugh. I mean, if I was the girl, I'd feel really bad for my date. And also, thank goodness I didn't step on the dog poop. After trying to smooth over the earlier experience, our date was going quite well. Then I drove her back to her place. Oh, right, there's the second fuck up. I got out of the car, walked her to her front door, and said goodbye. During the goodbye hug, she held on for a long time, so I thought, okay, here's my second chance. We were cuddling, and I was building up the courage to go in for a second kiss, when I remembered that I was chewing gum, and I thought, I should ditch it. So, while still in an elongated cuddle, I reached around her head to take it out of my mouth. Oh, and suddenly the gum became entangled in her hair. Spent the next 5 minutes on her doorstep helping her get the gum out of her hair. Oh, no. This part hurts. We shook hands, and she went inside, killing my hopes of a kiss that night. That's an ouch. You guys went from like a beautiful beach date to you shook hands. Oh, I wonder if you got a second date. I drove home listening to the saddest songs I had, constantly slapping myself in the face. She didn't contact me for days after that, but when she did, we had a good laugh. Okay, good. Fast forward 17 years, 13 married, and now with 2 kids. Oh, so I must have done something right that night. Oh, this was... I love this. Oh, okay. I'm really happy. It all worked out despite the gum and the dog poop. So too long didn't read, tried for a first kiss, stepped in dog poop, tried again, got gum in her hair, but later married her. P.S. She's still out of my league. Oh, I really like this. Okay. Let me look at the... I always love looking at the comments. What's the top comment? This was so sweet and wholesome. Congrats. I hope you have many more happy moments. Damn, mate. You are one smooth sailor. Congrats on somehow pushing beyond the train wreck of the date. Oh. I'm glad we started with this one. The next two. I don't think it's gonna live up to this one, but we'll see. Okay, got it. Today, I fucked up by being the first kiss initiator. And this is written by a girl. Okay? Girls fuck up too. We're not perfect. So, this was a first date with a new guy. Went out to dinner at a new brewery. Had a great time. Come back to my house to hang out for a bit. The night ends and he gets up, ready to leave. We have a nice hug. I'm hugging Pinkin. I lean in and catch the corner of his mouth, and then fireworks. Clap, 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 clap. Okay, no, I'm kidding. I got excited and bumped him in the face with my face, giving him a very severe nosebleed. Oh, it was everywhere, all over my face, my shirt, my hands, and the floor. My dog comes running over as I'm panicking and start lapping the blood off the floor. Oh, that's it. That was the fuck up. I wish I got more out of it. How did he react? Did your dog try to lick him as well? How do you bump someone that hard that you get that bad of a nosebleed? Oh my. Okay, I want to read the comments. The best comment says, "Your dog now has a taste for human blood. You'll probably have to put your cat down." Wait, why cat? Oh, I'm good. Maybe there's a joke I'm missing. The next comment. "Just tell him that was his one warning. If he ever breaks her heart, the consequences will be drastic and irreversible. And then pee on him to establish dominance, of course." Oh. Hey, some people are into that. There's blood play and there's water sports. You may have made the guy's night. All right. Okay. So my first kiss was like a little bit similar like this, but it was not this bad. Want to go to our next story? This one is long. It was the most upvoted out of the three kiss stories I found. Okay, you ready? I'm ready. This was 8 years ago. Today, I fucked up by getting my first kiss on a plane. It's almost like Mile High Club, but just a kiss. Alright, this was written by a male Redditor. I was on my way back home from a vacation trip with my family. Due to the flight being extremely busy, I had to sit a few rows away from the rest of my family. Anyways, it was a three-seat row, and I had the window seat. I love the window seat. The boy sitting next to me asked if I could switch seats with him because he really wanted to see the view. I didn't really care about the view, so I agreed. After that, a fairly attractive woman in her 30s comes and sits next to me. To be polite, I said, "Hey," and we talked for a bit. Then we went on to minding our own business. I started watching a movie, but she would keep trying to talk to me. So I gave up on the idea of watching the movie and started talking with her. We started talking about random stuff, about her job, her past, and interests, and stuff along with some playful flirting here and there. Suddenly, we landed on the topic of kiss, and I told her I'd never been kissed before. She thought I was lying, and was just trying to make a move on her, so she replied, "Oh, you have to get it over with then. Let me help you with that." Oh my gosh, this is like a GWA story, or like a role play that I would do. Never had a first kiss? I'll be your first. Okay, back to the story. When she first said that, I thought she was messing, but looking into her eyes told me she wasn't. She leaned in and started making out with me. Oh my gosh. Since I had never been kissed before, I just went with my instincts and did whatever I could. Wow. After that, she calmly said, "Use your tongue next time." Oh. I'm blushing. I was taken back. This was something out of a teenager's fantasy movie. Hell yeah. Still, we somehow managed to keep the conversation going. I wonder what the boy by the window is thinking. He could have been the one making out with this hot 30-year-old. Anyways, then she asked me my age and I told her, oh no, I told her I was 16. Is that legal? I don't know. At first, she thought I was lying because, to be fair, I do look like a 20-year-old with my beard grown. Wow. I don't think a lot of 16-year-olds could, grow a beard. I showed her my ID. After seeing it, she freaked out and started having a panic attack. Okay. I could see why this is a today I fucked up story. I tried to calm her down, but I wasn't having much success. She told me she was married. This just gets worse. So my first kiss was from a married woman who cheated. Great. I still managed to keep my calm and somehow succeeded in calming her down as well by telling her it was an honest mistake and I wouldn't tell anybody about it. All while this was happening, I see the boy enjoying the same movie I was watching, like nobody's business. I was wondering about that boy. Wow. If I was in her shoes, I'd freak out a little too. Maybe I'm in an open relationship. It's who knows? Where is her hubby, by the way? But I think making out with a minor is the part that would probably freak me out the most. I don't want to get arrested, but I would be up for giving someone their first kiss. Just, if you look underage, you know, it's like when you go to, like, buy beer or alcohol. If you don't look at least 25, I'm gonna make you show me your ID. Okay? Show me your ID, and I'll give you your first kiss. Now, okay. Now I'm really curious to see what the comments say about this. Oh, quote, I wouldn't tell anyone about this. Proceeds to post to Reddit. Yeah, I guess it's anonymous. She won't be in trouble. Next comment is, now waiting for the woman to post. Today I fucked up by making out with a boy half my age. The next comment, bullet one, I got separated from family, seated next to a hot woman. Bullet two, got kissed for the first time in life by said hot woman. Bullet three, plane didn't crash, get shot, disappear into another dimension. In a way, this is kind of a win for a 16-year-old, but definitely a fuck-up for the woman. Potential cheating aside, I would freak out for kissing a minor. Maybe I should have ended on the wholesome story. But I hope these stories amuse you. And that your first kiss was as wholesome in conclusion as the first story. As for me, my first kiss, I leaned in for a kiss and I totally bumped teeth with the boy. It was awkward, but we laughed it off and we just continued on. And we ended up having a second date. First kisses are supposed to be a little awkward. But hopefully not as horrifying as a nosebleed everywhere. How was your first kiss? And if you haven't had a first kiss, what would be your worst case scenario? On a parting note, for all kissers out there, don't overdo it with the tongue. Don't have overly sloppy kisses. And remember to brush your teeth. You don't want to make out with halitosis. Okay, this kind of went in full circle. Dentist stuff, kiss, bad breath. Take care of your teeth and your mouth. Maybe have a chapstick around if you're gonna go for your first kiss. Alrighty, this was fun. I hope you guys have a good night, a good day, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Your kisses. Mwah.